There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, fellow adults, let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories, questions, and sometimes expert advice on adulting, self-development,
finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because
it's an adult thing.
Woot woot! Hello to our adulting tribe! Ito ulit kami, muling nagpaparamdam. This is Carla.
And this is Nika. Bago ang lahat, shoutout muna syempre to our fellow adults who share our episodes on social media. Huge thanks to Lander Miranda, Sol Valdez, Edward Dumlao Wisco, Daniel Bartolome, Jan Angelo, na isang poging-poging influencer.
True.
Thank you din kay Justin Alia. Sabi niya nung shinare niya ang episode natin, "This episode has a strong impact." I don't know how you come up with topics like this. Literal, mega mind. Literal talaga. Mega mind. Laki ulo. Chara. Thank you, Justin Alia. And then, shout out din kay Ralphie _ QS na nag-try mag-dragon boat.
Yes.
Pero hindi sa UP Dragon
ano
Boat
Team. Ano ba naman yan, Ralphie?
Ano ba? Ilang beses ko na binanggit yung UP Dragon Boat. Di ka pa doon nag-try. Mag-try ka ulit. Sa UPDT ka mag-try.
Oo.
Okay?
Sabihin mo, mano ka ni Nika.
Oo, downline kita. May commission pagka nakapag-recruit. Charit. Yan. Hello, fellow adults.
Yan. Kita-kits kayo ni Nika sa Manila Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, shout out to Cole Baloloy. So, on top of sharing our episode, sabi din niya, "I just want to extend my gratitude for you guys and for this podcast for being my company during work and free time. I have enjoyed and learned a lot since I discovered your podcast in the latter months of 2023. May your podcast reach more listeners. Kudos!"
Yay!
Ito, sabi naman ni Geneva Morales, "Hi guys, I was at my rock bottom a few days ago. So I listened to this episode." Siguro rock bottom yung episode na yun. "I felt really comforted, pero ang hirap umiyak habang nagja-jogging." Hinga ka na, iyak ka pa.
Correct. Yeah. Hindi lang paawis yung tumutulong.
Pati luha.
Luha. Uhog. Love it.
"Keep on doing what you're doing, please. Heart, heart."
Aww. Thank you.
Ito, sabi ni Diane H., "Grabe yung episode on self-esteem, guys. Sarap pakinggan after breakup. Ha 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 hu."
Oh my God.
Juicy. "Thank you for doing this podcast. Huwag kayong magsawa."
Aww. Ito, sabi ni Stormborn B.
Ah, Targaryen yarn.
Uh-huh. "Hello, your podcast was referred to me by a friend so I can get good sleep." "Yes, listening to people, whatever discussion makes me sleep. But on the contrary, episode 1 pa lang was an eye-opener na." So imbis na pumikit siya, dumilat yung mata niya. Anyari. "I love the discussions and insights. Would definitely recommend to my friends."
Aww.
Sana nakatulog rin eventually si Stormborn B. No? Hindi siya nandilat lang buong gabi. No? Ito naman, sabi ni Jean Cooper.
Copper. Or isang Cooper.
Isang bilang eh. So, Jean Cooper.
Okay, Cooper. Galing siya mag-cope.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Sabi niya, "Oy, I'm Gia." Sabi niya, "About love at ang topic, I'm an avid fan of your podcast po. Shucks, parang lagi ako nakikinig ng pa-seminars about adulthood na for free. Tapos, pwede pa ulit-ulitin." Emoji na yung pantakip ng mata at saka ng face. "Laging backed up ng research na naka-EPA format ang references. Wow naman, maano tayo ng mga scientist friends natin, hindi yun EPA format.
Oo. O di ba may pag-fact check?
Oo, yan. Lagi ako may napupulot na bagong learnings kahit ilang ulit ko na napakinggan. Kayo po ang number one podcast ko for 2023. Kilig. Ayun po, gusto ko lang i-share. Tapos nagtakip ulit siya ng face emoji niya. If ever, pwede masingit na din ang question ko. Okay. Ah, may requested topic siya.
May requested topic siya. Ayan.
Ito rin, Moms Carla, may nakakatalinong feedback ang fellow adult natin na si Moms Ederlyn De Los Santos.
Sige, ano yan?
Sabi niya, after niya mapakinggan ang episode natin on the life lessons we learned through traveling, she shared about the term gentrification.
Ooh, big kasi, word.
Yeah, gentrification. Kasi diba napag-usapan natin how tourism can sometimes worsen the quality of life of the locals. Mm-hmm. Tumataas yung presyo ng mga bilihin,
like
cost of living, etc. Boracay, Bohol, Cebu, kung saan man yan. Mm. Instead of improving their life. So, ang tawag pala doon ay gentrification. Mm. Sabi ni Miriam, charot de, sabi sa...
Defensor Santiago.
Sabi sa Merriam-Webster Dictionary, gentrification is a process in which a poor area, for example, of a city, experiences an influx of middle class or wealthy people who renovate and build homes and businesses, and which often results in an increase in property value. So, tumataas yung presyo ng lupa, bahay, kung ano man, pagkain. And the displacement, napapaalis, of earlier or usually poorer residents. Kasi hindi na nila afford doon sa lugar na yun. So, that's gentrification.
Okay.
Thank you for this info, Moms Ederlyn.
Nadagdagan ng kulot ang utak ko.
Yes. More kulot, more talino.
Yes.
For the brain. Fellow adults, keep the knowledge and the wisdom coming. We love it when we learn from you too.
Thank you. Eto, Ma'am Shnika, hindi lang tayo sa isa't isa natututo.
Yes.
Sometimes, we also learn from the relationships we engage in.
Oh.
So, pwedeng familial yan, pwedeng friendly, professional, and of course, pwedeng romantic. After all, relasyon yun with our significant other. So, inevitably, may big life lessons tayong matututunan sa relationships na yon. So,
Sana naman! Sana diba? May natututunan tayo, diba? At dahil February pa rin, at the time of our recording,
tignan natin kung kailan marirelease to.
Correct, buwan ng mga puso. Let's focus on that, sa puso, sa romantic love. Charot.
Oh, sige.
Romantic relationships. Let's talk about the lessons we have learned through our romantic relationships. In this episode, hindi lang kami ni Carla magbibigay ng learnings namin. We also asked you guys, Instagram, kung ano ang biggest lessons that you have learned. In your relationships, we will share some of your answers throughout this episode.
Yes.
Manaka-naka naming sasabihin, sprinkled throughout this recording.
Yes. Some, di namin masasama lahat kasi napakaraming.
Mga 2 million, no?
Mga 2 million
answers, my gosh.
Nag-entry dahil maraming tinamaan at humugot.
Correct.
Sa usaping ito. Okay, Ma'am Shnika, I suggest for this episode, yung... warm up natin instead na highlight at low light.
Warm it up.
How about we briefly share about our past and present romantic relationships to our adulting tribe? Kung ano lang yung comfy nating i-share. Para lang may parang overview ng experiences natin sa love life. Para din may idea yung fellow adults natin kung saan natin hinuhugot yung mga i-share natin.
I'm so ready. Charot. So ready to share my love life. Charing. Okay. Game na ba?
Overview.
Kasi nung nursery ako. Charot.
Ang first crush mo?
Ang first crush ko. Charing. Chinito. Charing. Hindi. I don't wanna. Kasi, pero sige. It's part of me. Kinagdaanan ko siya. Ganyan. I overcame it. So it's me. Let's share it. So, before my current relationship now with Pao, nagkaroon ako ng one long-term boyfriend for 3 years.
And then, yung first boyfriend?
First na official.
Na official.
Na boyfriend. Ganyan.
Okay.
And then, after that, I had what young people would now call a situationship.
Yuck! O, young ka pa nun.
I was young.
Yeah.
I was, young pa ba yun?
26? Mid-20s.
Okay, sige. Pwede na. Charot. So, a situationship.
A decade ago.
Yes. Ni naman. 8 years.
Okay.
Situationship for 2 years. Mm. Ganyan. Ayoko nang mag-dwell on it. So, yung previous relationship, yung long-term relationship na 3 years. So, that's not really a good relationship. Sobrang bata ka pa, 23 years old.
Nabudol ka, Mosh.
Nabudol ako.
Tanda na niya, di ba?
Yeah, he was 10 years older than me. Mm. Medyo tanga-tanga pa talaga ako noon. And I thought, kailangan ko panindigan yung relationship na to. Mm. And kahit na I was hardly getting any benefits from it.
At unanimous lahat ng friends mo against
him. friends, family, everyone. Mm-mm. No Mm-mm. one was supportive of it.
Mm-mm.
Kaya lalo kong gustong gawin. Sarap.
Challenge.
Ignoring all the red flags, all the warnings. Yun. And there was a lot of infidelity and cheating in that relationship.
Yeah.
That I tolerated.
Delve on later. Yes. Deeper.
And then, yung situationship ko naman, I wanted to be in a relationship, like a serious relationship. I felt I was ready, ganyan-ganyan. Pero ayaw nung kabilang party.
Mm-mm.
Pero we were doing things na girlfriend and boyfriend would
do.
Yeah,
everything.
The same. And he expected me to not meet other people, not date other people. So parang, so ano pang pinagkaiba nito sa committed relationship?
Mm-mm.
I don't get it. And then, I stayed there for 2 years. Let's go.
Daming time.
Napaka ano ko talaga.
Galing.
Galing ko talaga. Talitalino. And now, I'm in a relationship, in a queer relationship for 5 years na. Magsi-6 na kami this August.
Aww.
This August. This year was ganyan. Yun. Things are going great. We live together.
Yeah.
We have 4 fur babies.
Aww.
Yun. Okay naman.
Mm.
Not perfect, but good.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you? Kau naman.
Me, ano ko eh. Like, I'm so pure.
Okay. NBSB.
Literally, oo.
No boyfriend.
NBSB. Okay. First relationship ko, teenager pa ako. So that was 1 year. And then, after that, I had a decade-long thing.
Shalala.
So 3 years officially kami.
Okay.
7 years after that, hindi. A bangers, hopya lang ako na magkakabalikan kami.
Siya, how about the other party?
Ewan ko sa kanya. Tanong mo.
Sige, text ko.
Shh. Okay.
Okay.
Tapos, nung natauhan na ako na, ay putik, lost cause na to. Nagka-partner ulit ako for 2 months. Sagad na yun kasi, Mom, you saw how it was. Pag lumagpas pa ng 2 months yun, my
ipapakulong na kita. Kulong niyo to, tatanga-tanga.
After that, so yung longest kong official relationship, 4 years.
Okay.
During the pandemic, nag-semi-live-in din kami.
Mm-hmm.
Semi kasi hindi tuloy-tuloy eh. Parang may times lang yung nasa akin siya, may times na nasa kanila siya.
Because you had to quarantine and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tapos naka-work from home naman. So, pwede, kaya. So, nag-end siya, 4th year. Tapos, 9 months.
Mm.
Tapos, hindi na nag-delb. O, basta yun.
Ano?
Yun yung last 9 months. And then, ngayon, I'm in a relationship right now. So, I'm in a happy, thriving relationship. 4 months pa lang. So far, very, very... Ay, naku, ayoko na nga magbigay ng mga gantong ano... comments.
Ikaw nagsuggest nitong low light and highlight eh.
Hindi, gusto ko kasi sabihin, very promising. Pero syempre, lahat naman tayo kapag nasa start ng relationship, we're very optimistic.
Dapat naman.
Dapat naman.
Kasi
ano,
kung hindi, nakakatakot.
Ba't ka pa nandyan?
Pare.
Okay, so yun. I'm in a happy relationship right now.
Alit. Sige. Ang vague naman ng mga kwento mo, pero sige.
Vague ba yun?
Oo.
Oh, sige.
Okay. Sige. Ayan, naisawalat ko. Charot. yung aking puso't kalalawa, guys. Si Carla, napaka-vig nung shinare niya.
Vig ba yun?
Oo. Ano? Okay, yung 4 years, tapos yung 9 months, okay. And then?
So yung 4 years, it was healthy enough, pero meron talagang mga fundamental differences in such a way na may needs ako na hindi niya nabibigay.
Okay.
Ayun.
Gets. Okay.
Si 9 months, ano bang gentler term for emotionally immature?
Hindi na yun.
Yeah. Emotionally immature, so not capable to nurture a healthy relationship with me.
Okay.
Yun.
Okay.
That's
Ayan.
It! Your honor!
Ayan! Yan ang detalye, guys! Ayan. Okay. Okay naman, di ba?
Okay naman.
Ayan, okay. So mamaya, magsisiwalat din kami ng experiences nyo. Alam ka naman kami lang, ano to madaya.
So, yeah.
Sisiwalat namin through the crowdsourced answers that you shared with us para damay-damay tayo.
Mm-hmm.
For now, Carla and I will share some learnings that we earned from our romantic relationships. Yung first round, they'll be our learnings based on the failures of fast relationships. Ang bilis! Sarat! Failures of past relationships. Then sa next round naman, we'll share about the lessons we got from the successes of our relationships. Hindi naman lahat ng relationship just because it ended, it's a failure na.
Yeah.
You can still get wins from past relationships.
True. Yung 4 years ko, I actually, during breakup, I told my ex na, for me, hindi nag-fail yung relationship.
Mm.
It just ran its course.
Yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Sabi ko, para siyang top-rated TV series that just had to end.
Oh. Tama.
Ayan.
Ganda. I love it. Ayan. O, sige. So, let's go. Let's talk about the lessons we got from the failures of past relationships.
Sige!
Kamuna, Carla.
Sige, marami-rami ko nun.
Go. Go, girl.
Sige. Mm. Inom lang akong tubig.
Sige, ako inom akong salabat.
Yes, Inday Badiday.
I know. My voice, my God.
Hindi na nila kilala si Inday Badiday. Sino ba ang... Pati si Renz Verano din na nila.
AGs. Charo, hindi rin nila kilala yung
AGs. Hindi na nila kilala.
O basta, malata ko.
Okay.
Mm.
So, ang learning ko through failure is, ayan na nga, di ba growth mindset advocate ako?
Mm-hmm.
Nasobrahan ko ata, ma'am.
Bakit?
Ang learning ko, medyo recent tong learning na to.
Okay.
I learned that you cannot impose growth mindset on other people.
Okay.
No matter how close you are with them.
Okay.
So you can inspire them. Hopefully, you can influence them. But you cannot change them for the better.
Okay.
Yun. So unless they exhibit growth mindset, sila mismo, and their behavior support it, as in yung kapag may nire-raise kang concern, nag-a-adjust talaga sila.
Mm.
Unless that's the case, don't delude yourself that your partner will change for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pag pala pumili ka ng partner, you have to accept, embrace, and honor their whole package.
Yeah.
To love them is to love them for who and what they are right now, not for who they can be.
For their potential.
Exactly. Don't fall in love with potential. Please. Yun. Kasi ang painful pag yung na-in-love ka sa idealized version of them, which of course is their version na mamimit mo while you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tapos, syempre, pag lumaon, lalabas na yung mga default behaviors, mga patterns, tsaka mga tendencies nila, also known as their true character.
Oh, ang tunay na kulay.
Yes. Tapos, mafufustrate ka. Bakit hindi na sila kasing wonderful as when you were dating.
Mm-hmm.
So, spoiler alert, they did not change. Yan talaga yung totoo nilang pagkatao. Best foot forward lang yung na-meet nyo during dating.
Mm. Kayo rin.
Exactly.
That's what you do also.
Mm-mm. Yung best foot forward tendency, it's not necessarily manipulative, ha? Mm. Like, okay, some people can be manipulative, some people manipulate, but I'm just saying na etong best foot forward tendency, that's more universal than we think. Matic yan, subconscious yan. Kahit tayo, sabi mo nga, Nika, na-activate yung performative state natin mm-hmm. when we want to be liked. But sooner or later, marireveal yung totoong pagkatao natin. Mm-hmm. Pagkatao nila. Yan. Sabi ni, eto, i-insert ko yung sagot ni Sir Andy Petey.
Okay.
Sabi niya, time is the ultimate truth teller. Your partner's true intentions may not show today, but soon.
Yes.
Agree. Hindi lang
through
intentions.
Through their actions, yes. Through their behavior.
Yung character mismo.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi pwede namang maganda yung intention pero pangat yung character, di ba?
Correct.
And when we say time, hindi lang siya length of time, ah. More of frequency nung interactions, tagal ng interactions. Kasi halimbawa, 1 year mo nang kakilala, pero 6 times pa lang kayo nagmi-meet in person.
Mm.
So, di natin masasabing quality time na yon, yung 1 year na yon. So, natutunan ko rin na when people reveal to you who and what they are through their actions and through their decisions, Mom, paniwalaan natin.
Believe them.
Believe them. Ah, yun. Tapos, if yung nakikita mo sa behaviors nila, if it bothers you, raise it. Give them a chance to adjust. But if they don't adjust, give up the hope that they ever will. I think dito pumapasok yung alam mo dapat kung ano yung non-negotiables mo.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to permissible pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
Nabanggit natin to sa dating advice episode natin eh. Yung turo ni Logan Urey, author ng book na How Not to Die Alone.
Okay.
Kasi minsan nagre-reject agad tayo ng mga tao. Kasi halimbawa, barok mag-English.
Mm-hmm.
Pero turns out to be a great person naman pala.
Yeah.
Or ayaw natin ng music choice nila. Eh, ano naman? Diba? Pero yung non-negotiables, yun yung ilalaban talaga natin. Na kahit gaano ka pogi, kahit gaano ka ganda yan, pag nababreak yung non-negotiables natin, let it go. Let it go.
Mm.
Ang sabi ng therapists na fina-follow ko, and therapist friends ko rin, the question to ask yourself is, halimbawa, niraise mo na yung concern, hindi nagbago, niraise mo na once or twice, ask yourself, if this person will never change, can I still live with them for the rest of my life?
Mm-hmm.
If no, you have to let go talaga. But if yes, lunukin mo ng buong-buo yung partner mo, yung pagkatao niya, and never raise that issue again. Make peace with it. Pili ka lang. Huwag mo nang pilitin na baguhin siya. Hindi na nga siya magbabago eh. Once, twice mo na ni-raise, hindi siya nagbago. Kung ni-request mo na yan once, twice, hindi nagbago, hindi na yung magbabago. So, can you live with it? If yes, suck it up. Tapos ito natutunan ko rin, well, recently nga, through the last relationship, na sometimes we fall in love not even with the person they project to be.
Mm.
Hindi nga yung best foot forward version nila eh. Sometimes, maybe this is worse, sometimes we fall in love with the person we wish them to be.
Mm.
Ayun. Kinonsult ko kasi yung isa kong therapist friend nung nababother na ako sa last relationship ko.
Mm.
Na parang I was feeling meh.
Mm.
Kasi ang laki ng discrepancy nung nadidiscover kong siya versus dun sa personality and character niya when we were just dating.
Mm.
So, ang reply ni friend sa chat, sabi niya, I think we fall in love with our own projection of who they are. And then, we have to live with the person that they really are. Sometimes, we also learn to love that flawed person we eventually discover.
Mm.
But sometimes, we learn that it's best to walk away. Which I did. Yun. Sobrang relate ako dun. So, alam mo yung kanta ni Love na collab with BTS, yung Who? Pabasa may line dun na, who are you? You're not the one I fell in love with. Yun. Anyway, I think important na hindi ka jowang-jowa when entering a relationship. Kasi feeling ko pag ganun ang tendency, kahit substandard yung ibigay sa'yo, you'll be like, oh, ano yan? Paprojectin ko na lang.
I can change him.
Yan! Mga ganyang linyahan. yun yung reko ko pag papasok pa lang ng relationship or bago pa lang. Pero kapag medyo matagal na yung relationship, please, sana wag tayong ma-sunk cost fallacy. Sunk cost fallacy is yung faulty thinking natin na, oh, sayang naman yung in-invest kong...
Sayang yung 3 years.
3 years. Sayang. Panindigan ko na. Mm. Eh parang, hala, so magsasayang ka pa ng 20 more years kasi nang hinayang ka sa 3 years?
Correct.
Mm. Yun, sunk cost fallacy. Relate si pampers you. Sabi niya, huwag mang hinayang sa long-term relationship if both are not growing individually and also as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Dagdag ko na lang din, and if it's harmful.
Mm-hmm.
Alis na. Agad. If taliwas talaga sa values tsaka sa non-negotiables ba yung some parts of them, let it go. Kahit na decade-long relationship pa yan. But if you really want to give it a good fight, couples therapy, please. Don't tell yourself na you've done everything na inilaban mo kung hindi nyo man lang tinry mag-couples therapy. Because that's an option. So it's not everything.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Kung hindi nyo pa natatry yan. So yun, major lesson for me when it comes to romantic relationships is do not try to change my partner. Wag mam project na toxic trait ko pala before.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the narrative I tell myself na I had to undergo that previous relationship, last relationship, para ma-reveal sa akin kung ano yung toxic trait ko.
Mm-hmm.
Na ayun, nang pa-project pala ako.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it's best pala na mamili tayo ng person na nandun na, na nasa place, space, and stage where you can meet them. Hindi yung hintayin mo pang mahinog, hintayin mo pang mag-bloom, paprojectin mo pa.
Mm-mm.
Pumili ka na ng alam mong nararapat at karapat dapat sa'yo.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun.
Correct.
Again, hindi ko sinasabing dapat perfect yung partner mo, ha? There's
walang
no such
ganun,
thing.
Walang ganun.
Kahit tayo, di tayo perfect. I'm just saying, sana yung aligned sa values tsaka sa non-negotiables mo. Yun. In all fairness, I think trying to change your partner is hurtful and unfair to both of you. Hindi lang sa'yo. Well, una, sige, sa'yo kasi umaasa ka at nagmamahal ka sa isang posibilidad na pwedeng hindi naman mangyari. Which of course will lead to a lifelong frustration. Tapos, dun sa taong mahal mo, it's hurtful and unfair kasi whether you like it or not, you will make them feel like they are not enough as they are right now. You will make them feel that they are inadequate. And it doesn't sound loving to me. And admittedly, I probably did this to some of my exes. Yan. So, we have to ask ourselves, mahal ko ba tong taong to? Or mahal ko lang ba yung idealized version niya?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi magkaiba yun.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I blame popular media, pop culture. Kasi ang daming pelikula or TV shows na yung good girl, kaya niyang i-change yung bad boy. Yung gangster, kaya niyang gawing good guy. Diba? It's so popular. It's such a popular trope in novels, movies, TVs, na kaya niyang baguhin. Dahil bida ko, akong main character ng mundong to. Kaya akong magbago ng tao.
Yeah. Meron ngang ano, meme targeted to us millennials. Something like, your issue with toxic guys started when you chose Daoming-se versus Overwatch Chilly.
Oh,
oh my God, I so loved him.
Sino? Si Watch Chilly.
Hindi, si Daoming-se.
Si Daoming-se.
Tsaka si Jerry yan.
Kasi guwapo siya.
Totoo.
Yun lang yun.
Yeah. Tapos siya yung ginawang hero ni romanticize. Ang abusive niya kaya kay Sun Chai.
Oh, binabulingan niya before.
Yes. As in, not only verbally ha. As in, physically. I can't believe na siya yung role model ng how to be a romantic, an ideal romantic boyfriend. Oh my gosh.
kung childhood na lang din ang pag-uusapan.
Oh.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my gosh!
Belle will turn a literal monster, will turn him back into his
a
human
prince.
Form. Yes, mm. To a prince. Like, what the fuck?
Mm.
Trabaho niya ba yan? Trabaho yan ng prince. He should work on himself. Hindi niya kailangan ng outside force
Mm-mm.
na romantic relationship. Anyway.
Gagalit tayo eh.
I know.
So kaway-kaway po sa mga fellow adults natin na may tendency rin mga project.
Yan.
Appear, appear, appear.
Ayan. Sana may mga tinamaan tayo para magising.
Mm-mm. Yung pinaproject nyo, ipapasa nyo ba yan?
Gagraden ba yan? Sino mag-grade dyan?
Give Charat. It up, guys.
Yan.
Ikaw, ma'am.
Siguro a lesson that I got from the failures of my past relationships is do not ignore repeated bad behavior.
Oof!
Breakdown natin yung do not ignore repeated bad behavior.
Sige.
Define mo natin yung bad behavior na minimin ko. Hindi naman yun yung, let's say, ano bang bad behavior na trivial? Nanonood ng TV nakataas pa sa...
Bad behavior sa, ba
hindi
yun?
Hindi ko alam kung ano bang bad behavior
or
na...
Or kumakain ng nakataas yung paa sa mesa.
Ayan. Huwag naman sana ganun, no? Pero hindi yun yung bad behavior na minimin ko. Ang examples of bad behavior that I'm talking about are infidelity.
Ooh.
Yung may mga physical or emotional relationship outside of your commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Yung may dishonesty. Halimbawa, breaking promises or lying from you or hiding information from you.
Oh.
Ganon. Hindi yun yung mga white lies. Ha? Mga big lies like hiding money from you.
Mm-mm.
Ever na... kung meron naman kayong clear usapan.
Mm.
Neglect, for example, is bad behavior. Not showing affection when you want it. Not giving you support.
Mm-mm.
Emotional support. Kung naman kind of support that you need. Verbal and emotional abuse.
Mm.
Insulting you. Kahit pa joke pa yan.
Yeah. Mm.
Unwarranted criticism of you. Lagi kang inaano. Ano ba yung criticism sa Tagalog?
Binabatikos. Tinutuligsa.
Tinutuligsa. Ganyan. Parang gobyerno. Charing,
wow.
Ganyan joke. The unwarranted criticism. May nakakasakit.
Mm-hmm.
Na hindi naman siya for your positive growth.
Mm-hmm.
Na hindi siya good feedback.
Yeah.
It's just criticism. Just to criticize
not
you.
Not constructive.
Yeah. Manipulation. Gaslighting. Yan yung mga, yun yung mga emotional abuse. Pero
Mm-hmm.
pa, physical abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Control and manipulation of you, threatening you, coercing you to do things that you don't want, even sexual things that you don't want to do, yung mga pressuring you to do things na ayaw mo naman gawin, disregarding your consent, kahit sabi mong no, hindi, boyfriend mo ako eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, gawin natin
karapatan
to.
Karapatan ko
ito. Karapatan ko, ganyan. I have access to you, ganyan. Anyway. So yun yung
I'm
mga
cringing.
Examples. I know, but we have to spell this out
because
people don't know na bad behavior pala yun.
Mm-mm.
So
harmful.
Harmful behavior pala yun towards me. So yun yung mga sinasabi kong bad behavior.
Mm-mm.
And then also from that line, don't ignore repeated bad behavior. Keyword din yung repeated.
Mm.
Na ulit or inuulit-ulit. It's a pattern.
Mm-mm.
It has happened before.
Yes. Hashtag pattern.
I know. Hindi lang, pwede hindi lang sa'yo. Sa past
ibang
relationships niya, nalaman mo na, nag-cheat din pala siya doon. Ah, oh my God.
Mm-mm.
Sinisigawan din pala niya yung dati niyang girlfriend.
Sabi nga nila, Mom, the best predictor of future behavior is... Past behavior.
Yes.
Kaya dapat alam nyo yung istorya ng past relationships nila.
Mm-hmm. Yun.
Hindi totoo yung kantang maging sino ka man na wala akong pakialam kung anong background mo, kung anong ginawa mo in the past. Ulol.
Sige, pero nunukin mo yun.
Sige.
Gaya na sabi ni Carla.
Tanggapin mo.
Oo.
Sige.
Mamamatay tao eh. No, hindi. Maging sino ka man. Mahal kita. Lol.
Lol. Pogi ni Ted Bundy. I will love you for who you are.
My God. Ayun, so don't ignore repeated bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're normalizing it. You're making it a normal part of your relationship.
Yes.
Especially if it's not addressed. Pagka, if they can get away with it, if they can get away with cheating, ganyan, most likely they'll repeat it. They'll continue that behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes a cycle. And then the effect is you lose your self-respect.
Mm-mm.
As the receiver of that abuse.
Oo. Kasi kung ninormalize mo, hindi mo lang sa kanya ninormalize. Ninormalize mo rin yung mga tatanggapin mo.
Exactly. So, you lose your self-respect if you allow someone else to treat you poorly. Mm. It affects how you think about yourself.
Yes.
Diba? It damages your self-image, how you view yourself. Mm. Kung, ah, okay lang pala ako na sinisigawan ako.
Mm.
Diba? Payag ka ba nun? Na sinisigawan ka parate. And that will lead to a cycle of disrespect and betrayal and kung ano man yung harmful things na naging epekto sa'yo nung repeated bad behavior ng tao. So don't ignore it.
Mm.
What to do instead of ignoring it? First of all, recognize the patterns. Kaya kung ni-spell out yung bad behavior, kasi recognize mo, shit, ginagawa ba sa akin yun? Ginagaslight ba ako?
Mm-mm.
Does he or she make me doubt myself?
Mm-hmm.
Doubt my thoughts?
Mm-mm.
Does he shout at me kapag ka nag-aaway kami? Mm-mm. Yan. So, ito yung mga things that make you feel bad or uncomfy.
Mm. And I think, common denominator dun sa mga sinabi mong bad behaviors is that it's harmful to you.
Yes.
Mm. Nakakapanakit siya at nakaka-deprive siya ng basic human right mo.
Ng respeto sa sarili, basically.
Yes. So, detrimental sa health and wellness mo.
Mm.
Sa well-being.
Well-being, yun. Yes.
Detrimental sa well-being mo.
Mm.
Pag kumakain siya ng nakalagay yung paa sa mesa, di naman siya detrimental sa health.
Nakakawala lang ng gana.
Oo. Hindi siya detrimental sa well-being mo. Nakaka-turn off lang. Pero I don't think yun nga. Hindi yun yung tipong bad behavior na sinasabi ni Mika.
Correct.
Yeah. Harmful kasi to. Harmful behaviors.
Harmful behavior, yes.
Okay.
So you recognize those patterns, recognize the harmful behavior, and then take action.
Mm.
To take action, first, inform mo yung partner mo that what they're doing is hurting you or harmful to you.
Mm-mm. If hindi nila yun kayang gawin, ibig sabihin, hindi safe space yung partner nila, which is a huge red flag.
Yes. If they recognize, hindi naman na, okay lang naman, and then do anything wrong. Sakit na ulo ko.
May mga nagmamatasyo ba?
Ko, ganyan. So inform your partner that it's hurting you. Kasi baka, halimbawa, kapag nag-argue, tumataas boses niya. What if yun kasi yung defense mechanism ng partner mo? That's how he grew up. He or she grew up. She grew up in a household na
you have to raise your voice to be heard.
To be heard. Yan. Pero ikaw, that's not for you. You don't have to shout to tell me, to argue with me. We can have a civil, regular, ano ba? In a normal decent, civilized conversation. Even if we're disagreeing on something.
Yeah.
So, yun. So, pwede mo lang siya sabihin na, I do not like it when you raise your voice at me. Pwede naman niyang ma-realize na, mali yun.
Mm-mm.
So, it's possible to tell them that they're hurting you.
Mm-mm.
And then, say what you want to happen. Also, be clear on the result that you want to have.
Mm-mm.
Gusto mo ba never na niyang makita yung girl best friend niya. Charot, dahil feeling mo nag-cheat siya. Just be clear about what you want to happen. Na wag na kayong magtaas ng boses or wag na kung ano man.
Mm-mm.
Whatever. Or wag na kayong magtago ng information with each other. Health information, financial information, kung ano man.
I heard that also from the couple Gottman, John and Julie Gottman, sinasabi nila na when we are making requests, make positive requests, not just what you don't want to happen or what you don't want them to do.
Okay, okay.
Kasi when we make positive requests daw, we give them a chance to shine.
Okay.
Kasi kapag, wag mo nang gawin yan ha, it's invisible.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask them to, can you do this instead?
Mm-hmm.
Makikita mo yon. So, you give them a chance to shine as a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Na importante din sa pag-nurture ng relationship.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Halimbawa, merong issue about trust.
Mm-hmm.
Kung nasan si husband or si boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. A positive siguro request would be, text me where you are so I know you are safe or I know who you're with.
Mm-hmm.
Diba, positive enough request naman yon.
Mm-mm.
Para alam nila yung gustong kailangan mong malaman.
Mm-mm.
Set boundaries. Meron na tayo episode about that.
Yes, yung mga setting healthy boundaries.
And then, kagaya na sinabi mo nga, seek therapy.
Yeah.
Kung hindi kaya na kayo lang yung nag-uusap, a professional can help.
Mm-mm.
may shame lang siguro.
Yeah.
In getting professional help, no? Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to repairing relationships or your mental health. Mm-hmm. Sana wala na at this day and age.
Pero meron pa rin.
I know. Yan. And then again, same as you, if there is no change after you informed them, after you told them what you want to happen, after you sought therapy, set boundaries, etc., I think the taking action would be to let go of this relationship, mm-hmm. leave and the relationship Mm-mm. for your own well-being.
Yeah.
Yun.
Mm-mm.
So, again, don't ignore repeated bad behavior.
Yeah. And in fairness, mm-hmm. I find that it's fair na sinabi mong repeated.
Yeah.
Kasi, halimbawa, kung isang beses lang siya.
Yeah.
Tapos ni-raise mo yung concern. Tapos hindi na ulit niya ginawa or nagbago siya. Mm-hmm. Eh di good.
Yeah.
Green flag yun.
Yes.
Na nag-a-adjust siya for you.
Correct.
Mm-mm. So, repeated is the keyword.
Mm-hmm.
Pattern.
Yun. Meron din palang dito sa scenario ko na don't ignore repeated bad behavior. Mm-hmm. Ba, isa nga dun, infidelity.
Oh.
Ganyan din yung sagot ni Chayari Santos.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi niya, micro-cheating daw yung natutunan niya. Micro-cheating is still cheating.
It is.
Yung mga akala mong harmless conversations, harmless likes and reacts, it will soon grow into something big and something destructive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, medyo subjective kasi. I mean, I wouldn't consider pao liking photos or chatting mm-hmm. with someone cheating.
Hmm.
Depende kasi what they talk about. Charot. I don't know. Ibang...
Well, sabi ni Therapy Jeff, hanapin uh-huh. nyo sa Instagram, important na start pa lang ng relationship, pag-usapan nyo na kung ano ang considered cheating for you.
For mm-mm. both of you.
For both of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you should have an agreement.
Oo. So, kahit na for you, hindi yan cheating. If para sa partner mo, tama. Cheating yan,
okay.
honor mo yan.
Correct.
Kung hindi mo kayang i-honor yun, eh di wag kang makipag-partner
sa kanya. Correct.
Pili
correct.
Ka lang.
Correct.
Mm-mm. And, shocks, I forgot who said this, but he's the person kung saan ko natutunan yung micro-cheating.
Okay.
Sabi niya, if you feel like you have to hide it from your partner, it means you're micro-cheating.
Okay.
The fact na naisip mo na parang mas okay kung itago ko na lang to.
Oo.
Ibig sabihin, alam mo sa kaibuturan ng puso mo that it's cheating.
Oo. Sinatago mo eh.
Yeah. Alam ng konsensya mo.
Agree.
Sige.
Yan. Tuloy ko lang sabi ni Chayari Santos. Sabi niya, kahit na sabihin mong ang petty naman, you know to yourself kung bakit ginagawa mo pa din.
Yeah.
Alam mo palang mababaw lang. Isn't it easier to avoid then kesa mapag-awayan nyo pa ng partner
yeah.
mo?
Yeah. If it's such a small thing, if it's that petty, ba't hindi mo nalang gawin?
Correct.
Mm-mm. Why not just avoid it?
Mm-hmm.
The fact na you cannot avoid it, ay, may ano yun. May dahilan.
May something.
May something yun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alright.
Habang nag-recover kami ni Nika sa pag, anong tawag doon? Pag-relive ng
past
failures.
Relationships. Uh-huh.
Sige, magbasa muna tayo ng learnings ng fellow adults natin.
Alright.
Eto. Mga nagsabi na communication is key.
Mm.
Sabi ni Cutie ng Makati, communication is key, both verbal and non-verbal. Wink. Mm. Ano kaya ang non-verbal na ito? Sabi rin niya nina Aurora Legaspi Jema at ng marami pa.
Alright.
Ito naman, mga pagpapahalaga sa sarili.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ni Justin Ala or Alia, give love to yourself first before your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Wag purgo ng go sa love. Dapat may self-love. Hashtag Rufa May Yarn. Go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
Sabi ni Abalos Jenica, setting boundaries. Alamin mo kung ano ba yung kaya mong itolerate sa hindi. So, non-negotiables.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Ito naman, sabi nila, ito yung mga natutunan nila sa kanilang mga romantic relationships. Ang natutunan nila ay tanga. Tanga sila. Charot. Sila nagsabi niya na.
Oh.
Sabi ni Gerald Mark or Gerald Mark, tayong lahat ay may katangahan sa love.
Mm.
The level and way of expression only varies.
Mm-hmm.
May ibang level daw ng kagagahan. Ganon. Sabi naman ni Gladys Saraza, dito important lesson, pero na-realize ko na pag mahal mo, magiging tanga ka talaga.
Important yun na!
Important yun that you know that your brain is not fully functioning when you're in love.
Yes.
You're not thinking straight.
And it has its evolutionary purposes. Hindi ko sinasabing good yun, ha?
Mm.
Nakuha ko yun sa book ni Helen Fisher na Why We Love.
Okay.
As in, ano to ha, brain researcher si Helen Fisher.
Okay.
So, meron siyang like hard data on love, why we love. Evolutionarily daw talaga, natatanga tayo pag in love kasi para matuloy yung procreation, i-halt talaga ng katawan natin yung brain processes niya para makita natin yung what's best lang dun sa tao, sa partner whom we're in love with.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Tapos matatauhan na lang tayo pag nanganak na. Yun. After some time.
Ito naman, wag daw maghabol.
Mm.
Sabi ni Donita Rhea Ocampo, after i-reject ako 2 times,
out.
Super cliche, you really have to be yourself. Someone will appreciate you one day.
Yes, don't try to change yourself just to be like.
Yeah.
Sobrang pangit sa pakiramdam nung like ka nga ng ibang tao but you don't like yourself because you're not being true to yourself. Ang pangit, pangit sa pakiramdam.
Yeah. And kung gusto ka nila, they will tell you. Mm. They will make a way. They will find a way to be with you. So kung nire-reject ka, hindi, hindi. Yeah. Hanap na lang
nila. Sabi nga nila, if they wanted, they would.
Yes. Sabi naman ni Joss Jacinto, huwag maghabol sa taong di ka pinahahalagahan. 5 exclamation point.
Kaso may mga taong doon na-attract, no? Sa mga emotionally unavailable.
People want to be wanted.
Oo.
Kayo.
Again, therapy.
Mahirap yan. Mahirap tsaka masakit yan.
Yes.
Mm.
Ito naman, mga naniniwalang relationship maintenance is work.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ni It's Boo yun. Sakalin mo pag bare minimum ang treatment sa'yo. Charot.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi pa niya, mahal ko kayo mga virtual ate ko.
Aww. Aww, thank you. Huwag naman nananakal.
Huwag naman mananakal. Ma-violence against partners ka niyan. Pero gets na huwag tayong mag-settle sa bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Inis na inis ako kapag may kinocoin yung mga babae na high maintenance.
Ah.
Feeling ko mga nagsasabi lang noon na high maintenance yan eh, ay mga lalaking tamad.
Who can't keep up.
Yes. Yeah. Ayun. I was asked in a different context kung high maintenance ako. So, sabi ko ako hindi. But the, like, kasi kaya kong mabuhay at mag-thrive may partner or wala.
Uh-huh.
But the relationship I want is high maintenance.
Mm.
It needs quality time, honesty, constant communication, self-awareness, social intelligence, emotional competence, effort siya.
Yeah.
So, for me, pag tinanong ka kung high maintenance ka, medyo red flag yon. Feeling ko tamad yan.
Correct.
Tamad mag-maintain ng relationship.
Correct.
Sabi rin ni The Pageant Dog. Sino kayang dog to? Sabi niya, relationships will only work if both parties still want to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Pag ayaw niya nung isa, not worth it ipaglaban pa.
Mm-hmm.
Yan, natatawa ako.
Bakit?
Kasi ilang beses ko nung naranasan yon
okay.
Na isa lang yung nagbubuhat ng relationship. Not worth it. Eto, sabi naman ni Trix Joe, medyo dissenting opinion but it makes sense to me.
Okay.
Sabi niya, relationships shouldn't be that hard. Agree. Kasi it takes work pero pag sobrang hirap na niya to the point na nagsasuffer na yung well-being mo, hindi na work ang tawag doon. Toxicity na yon.
Yeah. I think we should work for all good things.
Yes.
For example, our health. Maintaining a healthy diet, working out, is hard.
Yes.
Hirap niya. Pero,
kung sobrang hirap niya at pumuputok na ng ugat mo.
Correct. Or na, i-injure ka na.
Yes.
That is not good.
Mm-mm.
Pero, you still work hard to maintain it.
Yes.
So, iba yung harmful sa hard.
Yes. I think, importante na alam natin ang difference between discomfort and pain. Discomfort, breeding ground yan for growth.
Mm-hmm.
Pain.
Strength in the struggle. Growth in the struggle.
Yes. But pain, di totoo yung no pain, no gain. Pain is harmful. It can be damaging. So, discomfort, okay. Pain, not really. Relationships shouldn't be that painful. Hard. Shouldn't be painful. Yeah. So, agree kay Trix Jill.
Alright.
Ano? Ayan. Ready na tayo? Nakahinga na tayo, Moms?
Oo, tuloy natin para matapos na.
De, sa success naman.
Ayan. Sa success
para
naman.
Para masaya naman yung mga re-recall natin.
Alright.
Sige.
Sige.
Pag-usapan natin learnings from the successes of our relationships.
Okay. Ano? Sino mauna?
Jack and Poy.
Charot. Sige. Okay. Ang natutunan ko from the successes of my romantic relationships is that there should be individual growth in a partnership.
Mm.
So, dapat nag-grow pa rin kayo individually.
Okay.
Kasi, ano ba ang point ng relationships? Maraming points. Charot. Maraming points kung ba tayo pumapasok sa relationship. But I think for me, one of the main reasons or one of the main points of being in a relation, romantic relationship is to find someone who will be there for you, a partner who will be there with you as you grow older and you grow better.
Mm-hmm.
So parang hindi maganda na when you get in a relationship and then because of that relationship, you will stagnate or you get stuck or you get worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, yon.
Yeah. So I second the motion.
Mm.
And I think romantic relationships are not supposed to subtract from your life.
Okay.
It's not supposed to subtract from the other aspects mm-hmm. of your life.
Mm.
Instead, ideally, it will magnify.
Mm-hmm.
It will amplify the person that you are.
Charot, ano pa? Ano pa mga mangyayaring verbs?
It will magnify yung iba pang aspeto ng buhay mo.
Okay.
Kasi for me, romantic relationship, life partner mo yun eh. Mm-hmm. Home base mo yun eh. Mm-hmm. Yun yung inuuwian mo. Yun yung recovery space mo.
Mm-hmm.
So, maganda sana kung yung haligi mo na yon, it will be strong enough para mas ma-inspire ka or matulungan ka sa pagiging mabuting, mas mabuti, mas magaling na employee, mas magaling na kaibigan, mas mahusay na kaibigan, mas mapagmahal na kaibigan. So, mas nakaka-inspire, mas nakaka-amplify, mas nakakatulong sila.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi yung nakakain niya yung resources mo, mental, energy, time, attention, in such a way na yung ibang mga bagay na mahalaga sa'yo, napapabayaan mo na.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Agree. Isang example niyan lang, siguro just to ano, is I think part of my growth is being with friends.
Yeah.
So may relationship ako before na it took me away from my friends. So yun, I think that turned me, parang hindi siya maganda for me.
Yeah.
So yun yung isang example, I think, ng nagsta-stagnate ka or naging worse ka because of our relationship. Yun. Okay, and to expound pa more on, there should be individual growth in a relationship.
Mm.
Ito, nabasa ko sa isang blog ng Gottman Institute. Thank you for introducing
sure.
the Gottman Institute to me. Sabi sa isang blog nila na entitled, Invest in Yourself for Relationship Growth.
Mm.
Think of it daw as investing in yourself.
Mm.
Nang, sa research nila, they found that taking care of yourself helps your relationship grow stronger.
Mm-mm.
And then when I read kung how taking care of yourself na sinabi nila, sobrang basic, physical activity, working out, going out, walking, etc., reading, get information, magbasa ka, connect with friends, so basic. Parang connecting with your social circle.
Mm-mm.
And do activities that help you feel refreshed. To feel like yourself again.
Mm-mm.
So kung mayroong struggles in the relationship, you can do these things to invest in yourself so that you can come back into that relationship or be present in that relationship.
Mm-mm.
Na meron ka ng better headspace, you're dealing with them better with the relationship. And looking at these sobrang basic nito, whether you're in a relationship or not,
Mm-mm.
you should do these things.
Mm-mm.
Parang basic niya. Yun.
And on the flip side then, ito I learned from the same therapist friend that I've been mentioning.
I-guess na kasi yan.
Eh, mahihain
eh. Ano ba naman?
So sabi niya, pansin daw niya sa relationships niya, it's when she's not okay with herself.
Yeah.
It's when she's not so happy with herself.
Mm.
Doon din nagiging wobbly yung relationship nila.
Gets. Uh-uh.
So, taking care of ourselves is essential to taking care of our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kung marami kang issues sa sarili mo,
Nagdamay ka lang ng ibang tao into
yes,
your relationship.
Inevitably, matadamay issues. Mo yung partner mo na pinakamadalas mong ka-interact.
Correct.
So, matadamay yung relasyon nyo.
Yeah. Yung past relationships ko, I felt like I didn't have, wala pa ako nung concepts of self-worth or hindi ko pa napapractice.
Mm.
Concepts of self-worth, self-respect, self-love, etc., boundaries, eme. Wala pang umaga ng konsepto. Kaya, oh my God. What a waste of my time.
At least my learnings ka.
Yes. Ayan. And then, this learning also na yung there should be individual growth in a partnership. Pwede rin siyang i-view as there should be intimacy and independence in a relationship. So just because you're intimate, wala ka ng independence. You're still an individual. So for me, alone time makes me miss my partner.
Mm.
Parang mayroon konting mystery, mayroon pa rin akong curiosity about that person.
Mm.
We still have something to talk about kasi yung partner ko ngayon, we live together.
Mm-hmm.
So parang alam ko na lahat. So what else is there to talk about? So mayroon kaming alone time for each other. Mayroon kaming mapag-uusapan pa. But a caveat to that, there are variations in our needs for time together and alone time.
Mm.
So for different people. So I think dapat mapag-usapan niyo na parang ako, I'm a person who wants alone time.
Mm-mm.
Meron din namang people na mundane errands, washing the dishes, whatever. Minsan gusto nila kasama pa rin nila yung partner nila.
Mm-mm.
And that's fine. But just make sure that you check in with each other na yun yung gusto mo, ito yung gusto ko.
At kailangan yung ma-communicate yun.
Yes.
At ma-secure ang isa't isa.
Mm-mm.
Na I'm not pulling away, kailangan ko lang ng alone time. Especially kung ang partnership nyo consists of one, avoidant attachment, at isang anxious attachment.
Mm-mm.
Kasi avoidant attachment, hihingi at hihingi yan ng, or kukuha siya ng space.
Yes.
And anxious attachment people will take that space against the other person kasi interpret nila yun as abandonment. So, kailangan nilang i-communicate yun sa isa't isa at i-reassure ang isa't isa ng paulit-ulit.
Yes.
Ganun talaga siya.
Yes.
Well, eh, pumartner ka sa ganyan ng package. So, kailangan yung i-work on it. You have to work on it.
I love it. Ang note ko dito, check, 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 express, express, express. So always check on your partner and then you should always express your needs, kung ano yung ina-expect mo.
Na magagawa nyo lang yan kung safe space nyo ang isa't isa.
True naman.
Mm-mm. Sabi nga nila, like consistently, hindi lang sina Gottman, pati yung ibang books na nababasa ko, yung ibang therapist na fina-follow ko, and ako rin sa own relationships ko, naniniwala ko na ang sobrang basic, pinaka-basic na foundation ng relationships, even before friendship ha, important ang friendship, pero mas basic, mas foundational ang trust and security.
Mm-hmm.
And safety.
Mm-hmm.
Trust, security, safety. Kung isa sa mga yan, wala. Wala na. Kumbaga parang
may mga pillars yung relationships.
Oh,
kung wala yung isa.
Gewang-gewang na yan. Oo. So, kung walang enough trust or walang enough safety sa relationship nyo, how can you expect your partner to voice out their concern? Kung alam niyang magagalit ka.
Correct.
How can you check in on your partner if hindi mo alam kung ma-offend siya?
Yeah.
Or magdududa siya, bakit mo siya chine-check in?
Wala akong tiwala sa akin.
So, mangyayari lang yan kung meron kayong pundasyon ng safety, security, and trust.
Love that. Examples of how Pao and I do it. We always have our own thing. Lagi na kami magkasama. We have dragon boat for physical exercise. But may mga ginagawa and we live together. Pero may mga ginagawa rin kami na I don't do and he doesn't do. For example, I have yoga. I do yoga on my own. He lifts weights on his own. Kanya-kanya kami. When we run, your pace, bahala ka. Hindi kailangan sabay tayo, baby, holding hands tayo sa track oval. Charot.
Pag nagpa-paddle kayo, no?
Kailangan holding hands tayo. Ganyan. Power reads books. I listen to audiobooks and podcasts. Mm. He likes to go to the barbershop for his self-care, alone time, papogi. Ganyan. I like to play with makeup. So meron kaming kanya-kanya pa rin time together. He creates art, music. Ako, I have writing and this podcast. So may kanya-kanya kaming things that fulfill us, make us healthy, make us happy, make us smarter.
And think, although si Pao, naging friends na rin namin na friends mo.
Yes.
At ikaw, naging friends na rin ng...
yung friends niya.
Yeah. Gayun pa man, malinaw kung sino yung circle mo, sino yung circle niya.
Oo nga. No? True. You
have your own friends.
Yes, I have my barkada.
Yes, he has his own barkada also.
These are my constants. Yes. Siya rin, meron din siyang constants.
Yeah.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Yon. What helps siguro, we support each other.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast natin, siya gumawa ng music.
Yes. Uy, shout out natin yung podcast niya.
Yes, it's called Spill the Tea.
Yes.
Spill the Tea, mga trans men sila to talk about their experiences, the lessons they got. Mm-hmm. Through their transition, they're on YouTube and Spotify also. Okay. Yon, Spill the Tea. So we support each other. Mm-hmm. Ako rin, tinutulungan ko sila sa recording nila. Nagtumulong mag-edit, mag-shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Ganyan. Kung ano man, hinatid niya ako sa pag mayroon akong project, etc. I think mahalaga kasi na we share the same goals and values.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you want to stay healthy kasi ayaw naming tumanda na mahina.
Yeah. So, at may sakit.
May sakit. So pareho naming goal yun. Pareho din kaming mahilig matuto. We like to learn. So, pareho kaming nag-i-invest in our brain. Mga ganyan. Bottom line is, a healthy relationship should enhance.
Yes.
Gaya ng sabi mo, amplify, multiply. Kaya naman yan. Rather than hinder us from personal development and fulfillment.
Mm-mm.
So, yun. There should be individual growth in a partnership.
Yes.
There should be independence while there is intimacy.
Share ko yung konsepto ng differences between independence, dependence, and interdependence.
Okay. Akala ko magka-code, pupunta ka sa codependence pa.
Ay, naku, ibang episode yarn! So, independence, yung kaya mo as an individual, dependence, kailangan mo nung other person. So, for example, yung partner mo. Kapag independent kayo, autopilot kayo pareho.
Okay.
Kapag dependent kayo sa isa't isa, can't live without.
Okay.
Interdependence is that kailangan nyo ang isa't isa, pero kaya nyo rin mag-isa.
Okay, love it. There's balance.
Yes.
There's harmony. There's a dance.
Oo. Kasi may danger din into becoming ultra-independent, which is a trauma response for people who have been let down by the world, by their families again and again.
Uh-oh.
They have learned to never trust and seek help from other
anyone.
People.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Hindi rin siya masyadong helpful.
Mm-mm.
So, mas ina-advocate ko yung interdependence versus just being independent. Kasi bigyan din natin ng pagkakataon yung partners natin na maging bahagi ng buhay natin. Natulungan tayo to take part in our lives.
Okay.
Yan. So interdependence, I think. That's what I see in your partnership with Pao, interdependence.
Okay. I love that you mentioned interdependence kasi may, it's a balance, right? Sabi ni Dr. John Gottman nga ng Gottman Institute, sabi niya, marriage is something of a dance. So I'll rephrase it, niman kami married, pero romantic relationships are something of a dance. There are times when you feel drawn to your loved one and times when you feel the need to pull back and replenish your sense of autonomy. So minsan, you're together, minsan you're apart. Pero it's a dance, it's a balance. You're still doing it together.
May hanapin lang kong quote.
Okay. Habang hinahanap mo yan, meron ding fellow adult na nag-share. Ganyan yung response niya. Si Nicole Francis, sabi niya, have life outside of a relationship.
Mm.
Correct.
Agree.
Magka-boyfriend lang, yun na lang yung buhay.
Uy, may mga ganon.
Hindi ka na nakikita ng friends mo, hindi ka na sumasama.
May mga ganon, di ba?
Yeah.
Na pag may jowa, di mahagilap, di nagpaparamdam.
Tapos pag nag-break,
kanino ka?
Guys, kahit tayo, labas tayo. Eh, meron. Okay.
In fairness, kahit hindi ako heartbroken, nag-aaya ako.
Oo naman.
Naisip ko kasi ganyan ako nung heartbroken ako.
Oo. Well, because you need it more.
Yeah. So I'm clingier.
Yeah.
But even when I'm happy in love, I'm a clingy
You're
friend.
You're still
clingy. Tumutur-feel pa rin ako sa inyo. Oh, thank you. Eto, wait lang.
Hanap mo na. Anong quote ito?
Ang habo.
Ilang paragraph ba? Charot.
Okay. Hindi ko mahanap.
Ano nga gawin natin, Carla?
Kasi nabasa ko pa yon sa isang Com 120 or Com 100 book natin nung college.
Okay.
Kay Sir Barone.
Gist na lang.
Okay,
essence.
Gist.
Oh.
So, communication theory, ang analogy niya is tayo raw, humans, we need warmth from each other. So,
okay.
Para daw tayong porcupines during winter. We need to huddle and hug each other close enough for warmth.
Okay.
But not so close and not so tight to the point na magkakatusukan na tayo.
Aww, I love the visualization. I love cute porcupines.
Huddling, hugging each other. But not so
I
much,
hedgehog
not so
pala
tight.
Yung iniisip ko.
Baka hedgehog nga.
Okay, oh, kasi medyo masakit yung porcupine yata.
O basta kung ano man yung matinik.
Okay,
Ayun, so may balance eh. Now, we need to hug each other but not so tight na matutusok natin ang isa't isa.
Okay. We are hurting each other now.
Yes.
Alright.
Na suffocating na.
Okay.
Okay.
How about you, Momsht? Anong natutunan mo from the successes of your past relationships or current relationship?
Okay. Pangalanan natin siyang current relationship.
Hey! Let's get it.
So, natutunan ko na alam ko naman to in theory before, pero ngayon ko na-apply. Natutunan ko na superpower or super skill pala ang repairs.
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 Fixing.
Yes. Meaning, how to resolve conflicts.
Yes.
Or kahit nga hindi resolve eh, kung paano bumawi. Paano mang amo, paano mang hagod. So according, again, ako favorite natin today, according to Dr. John Gottman ng The Gottman Institute, na forever nating nire-recommend sa fellow adults natin na i-follow nila. Sabi niya, quote, "A repair attempt is any statement or action, silly or otherwise, that prevents negativity from escalating out of control."
Okay.
Okay, so kapag in times of conflict, paano nyo i-manage na hindi kayo magkakasakitan?
Okay.
Repair attempts.
Okay.
Okay. Hindi siya conflict avoidance, ha?
Okay.
Ito, haharapin nyo yung conflict.
Ouch. Charat. Tinamaan.
Hindi to conflict avoidance.
Uh-huh.
Hindi to pagiging averse sa conflicts.
Okay.
This is facing conflicts but knowing how to repair.
Okay.
Ayun. Para walang long-lasting damages. Resonant yung crowdsourced answer ni Jean.
Ano sabi niya?
Sabi ni Imagine777, it's super important to know how to argue with each other. The goal is not to win, but to solve the problem. Walang sense yung nanalo ka sa argument, pero it cost you the relationship.
Ganda.
Yeah.
I love it. Kasi magkakampik pa rin kayo eh.
Yes, you're always on the same boat.
Yes.
Kampe kayo. If your partner cannot grasp that, na merong one-up, na may ako ang tama, ikaw ang mali, kung hindi niya mag-grasp that you're supposed to be on the same boat, na lagi kayong kampe. Lagi. Always. Lagi kayong kampe. Red flag yun!
Correct!
Sobrang red flag yun. Kung hindi nga red flag eh, yun na yung mismong problema.
Correct.
Ayan.
Hindi lang siya warning. It is the problem.
It is the problem. So, first ito, this knowledge and this skill, first time kong ma-practice to. This time with a very emotionally and intellectually competent partner.
Mm.
So, lucky me.
Ayan. Thanks na. God.
Thanks God.
My God.
Finally! So, 4 months pa lang kami magkakilala. Pretty much young relationship, new relationship. so far we've had a couple of tampuhan na. So couple of misunderstandings, siguro mga apat, mga ganyan. What happens is that pag may tampo or may disappointment, na-voice out agad.
Okay.
Tapos the other person acknowledges it non-defensively.
Okay.
Tapos ine-explain din niya or ko yung side namin without invalidating the other. Parang, okay, gets ko yung naramdaman ko. Ito naman on my side, ito yung nangyari.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. And then, the person na naka-offend makes up for it. So, ganun yung nagiging practice.
Mm-hmm.
How to do it? Una, hindi siya kaya ng emotionally immature people.
Okay.
I am not saying that with judgment, ha. I'm saying it matter-of-factly. To expound on it, basahin nyo na lang yung Disentangling with Emotionally Immature People na book ni Lindsay Gibson or Lindsay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Very helpful na book. First hand ko siyang naputunayan kasi with an emotionally immature ex. So, I tried to share it and model it. I did model it. Pero, nireject niya. Tapos, yung question niya was that, kung ito yung healthy, kung ito yung tama, kung ito yung helpful, bakit to mas mahirap for me? Why is it more difficult?
Mm-mm.
To the point na sabi niya, mas preferred pa raw niya yung mga away nila ng exes niya na nagsisigawan. It's easier daw. Nika's rolling her eyes.
Okay. That's so healthy. Let's just shout at each other.
Yeah. So, yun. Again, back to, wag tayo mang project, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Aminin natin, if the person is incapable of nurturing a healthy relationship with you, wag ipilit.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi yan kaya ng emotionally immature people. Ito na, how to do it? First, step one, you have to understand yourself muna kung bakit ka na-upset.
Hmm.
Kasi how can you expect your partner to understand you if ikaw mismo hindi mo sure ba't ka na take off?
Okay.
Di mo ma-explain sa sarili mo kung ba't ka na bad mood bigla.
Okay.
So yun, understand yourself first, non-judgmentally.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Nika.
Okay.
Halimbawa, naintindihan mo yung sarili mo, huwag mo invalidate na alam ko, petty ang arte, pero hindi, naramdaman mo eh. Just understand it, non-judgmentally.
Okay.
Second, communicate it gently. Gently meaning huwag pa-attack.
Okay.
Tapos, sana huwag pag nasa height ka ng emotions mo.
Mm.
So, papahupa ka muna. When I say pahupa, a few minutes or a few hours lang yan, ha? Hindi yung, sige,
tatlong
next week
buwan.
Na. Tatlong buwan.
Ah, nakalipas.
Abangan ang susunod.
Absolute,
hindi, pahupa ka lang ng emosyon mo. Kasi yung emosyon naman natin, after a few minutes or hours, hupa na yan eh.
Mm.
Para lang mas level-headed ka na.
Yeah, mas clear na yung utak mo.
Yes. Or, halimbawa, nakakain ka na,
gutom.
Hungry ka lang pala, oh, di ba?
Na madalas mangyari, ano po?
Actually. Mm. Yun. Tapos, communicate it gently nang hindi mo ina-attack yung partner mo na, ikaw, ang problema sa'yo.
Ganito ka kasi.
So, instead, pwede nating sabihin na, I felt or I feel blank, I feel X. When you said or when you did this. Kasi, this is how I interpreted it.
Mm-hmm.
So, we can say na, when you do that, I feel this. Kasi, ito yung tumatakbo sa isip ko.
Mm.
This is the story that's going on in my head.
Mm.
Ayun. For example, sample lang to. When you say, bala ka sa buhay mo. When you say that, I feel dismissed.
Yes.
I feel invalidated. I feel not important. So, yun yung nararamdaman ko when you say that. May you please find other expressions, go-to expressions. Yun. That's an example. So, dinescribe mo yung experience mo without judging your partner, without attacking your partner.
Mm-mm.
So, the other person, hopefully, makikinig lang. Tapos, listen not to respond. Don't listen to respond. Listen to understand.
Okay.
Hindi yung nakikinig ka para iisipin mo na kung paano mo ika-counter.
Paano sasagutin? Tama
anong
ako.
Argument ko dito?
Mm.
Paano ko i-defend yung sarili ko? Just listen to understand.
Okay.
So really grasp kung ano yung hugot ng partner mo, why she's upset. And then, kung nagets mo siya, hopefully, i-echo back mo what you understand para sure na same yung interpretation nyo sa nangyari.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So halimbawa, yun nga, sinabi ni partner mo na when you say this, I feel invalidated. Okay, sorry. So I see na that
statement.
Expression, that statement, I see na masakit pala siya for you because ganun ang nagiging interpretation mo.
Okay.
Na it's not my intention, but I do acknowledge na yun yung nagiging effect sa'yo.
Mm-mm.
So you should own up to it. And then, yun nga, apologize.
Okay.
Even if it's not your intention, may isang buong episode tayo about intentions na it's not your intentions that's hurting people. It's your lack of deliberation, lack of empathy, lack of consideration. Hindi mo naisip kung ano yung magiging effect sa kanila. So yon, after acknowledging, echoing, hopefully, it's imperative you apologize for the behavior, your behavior that made your partner feel upset. Regardless if intention mo yan or hindi. Nasaktan eh.
Yeah.
Yon. So, sample ng non-apology. Sorry if nasaktan ka. Hindi yun if nasaktan na siya. Acknowledge it. Hindi siya hypothetical.
Sorry, nasaktan kita.
Yes. It's a statement. Hindi siya hypothetical. Hindi siya if. So,
okay.
Minsan, semantics lang yon, grammar lang. Pero malaki yung implication nun. Don't use if. Sorry if. Hindi yun if. Nangyari talaga. It happened. Truth siya. Nasaktan mo.
Okay.
Ayan. Tapos, hindi yan magtatapos sa apology.
Yes.
Kailangan mo siyang i-take note at i-incorporate yon, yung knowledge na yon, sa next behaviors mo, onwards. Kasi parang tanga yung sorry ka lang ng sorry, tapos ulitin mo ng ulitin.
Correct.
Sabi mo nga, pattern, repeated behavior. Yon. Tapos kung ikaw naman yung na-offend, ikaw yung nag-raise ng concern, in-acknowledge na, nag-sorry na, let them bawi. Bigyan mo ng chance talaga yung partner mo na bumawi, make up for it. And eventually, you will have to forgive. Hindi man immediately, you'll have to work on forgiving them and repairing your impression of your partner.
Okay.
Para ma-protect mo yung regard mo for them. Warning lang, caution lang, hindi ito applicable sa abusive relationships. Pag abuse, kapag harmful, walang sorry-sorry dyan, alis ka na girl or guy.
Yeah.
Alis na sa abusive relationship. Other than that, yung ibang mga tampuhan, mga ibang disappointments, we really have to accept apologies and learn to forgive. Again, hindi man mismo, hindi man ora mismo, but soon. So, argue with respect and argue lovingly. How not to argue is, I think we'll need another episode for
yes,
this.
Yes, ito nga ni-note ko, sabi ko, kailangan tayo na episode, how to argue better. It's a skill. My gosh, I need it.
Yung newest book ni na Gottman, I think, Fight Right.
Ooh, it rhymes.
Hindi ko pa nababasa
eh. So it must be correct.
Hindi ko pa nababasa. Pero okay. Soon, I will.
Fight right.
Right. Ito yung how not to argue. I-expound natin
tutukan
to sa...
Tutukan mo ng kutsilyo.
Yan!
Yan. Sobrang healthy nun.
That's how not to argue.
Okay.
Other than that, other sa panunutok ng kutsilyo. Ito, pag may tampuhan, conflicts, misunderstanding, ito yung mga wag natin gagawin. Ito yung four horsemen of relationships.
Ooh, okay.
Again, according to the Gottman Institute, John Gottman. Bakit siya horseman? Kasi four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Ito ang mga hudyat na papatapos, pa-crumble na, pa-destroy na ang mundo.
Grabe to, as in... Using these indicators, signals, pag nanood sina John Gottman ng interaction ng couple, in 1 minute, meron silang 90% accuracy ng prediction kung magdi-divorce or hindi.
Oh my God!
Ganun ka-importante, kalala, ka-significant itong four horsemen of the apocalypse of relationships.
Okay, go.
ang Four Horsemen na ito, grabe, 1 minute, alam ka agad nila, ah, magdi-divorce. Hindi lang magdi-divorce, hindi lang yes or no, ha? Gano'ng kabilis magdi-divorce? In 6 years.
Oh.
They can bet on it. 90% accuracy.
Scary. Okay, go.
Ayan. Scary siya if you don't know about this. Okay. Pero it's a tool kung alam mo siya. Kasi alam mo na kung paano siya
iiwasan. Oh, correct.
Yes.
Okay.
So yung Four Horsemen ay criticism.
Ayan.
Yeah. Personal attacks.
Okay.
Oh, na... Or yung mga kinento mo kanina, mga unwarranted criticism.
Mm-mm.
Na...
Ano ba yan? Ang gulugula ng buhok mo. Ano ba yan?
Ganyan. Oh, aburura mo naman. Yung character talaga yung ina-attack mo. Contempt. Contempt yung any messaging or any statement na ang gustong iparating is inferior yung partner mo.
Yeah.
So when you diss your partner, you shame your partner,
yeah,
name calling,
uh-huh,
kahit na pa-joke yan. Yung sabi, uh-oh, mo kanina, kahit na pa-joke yan, name calling, may ibig sabihin pa rin yun.
Yeah.
So that's contempt.
Mm-hmm.
Dinidiminish mo yung self-worth, mm-mm, or self-concept ng partner tao mo.
Correct.
Defensiveness is not acknowledging kung ano yung concern ni-raise ng partner mo, tapos magka-counter-attack ka.
Okay.
Halimbawa, hindi mo na naman iniwan yung outside shoes mo, pinasok mo na naman ang dumituloy. Defensive, mali na naman ako, yung mga tama kong ginagawa, hindi mo naman nakikita.
Okay.
Parang, hala.
Hindi yun yung pinag-uusapan natin right now.
Oo. Bakit napunta na sa ganun? That's okay. Defensiveness.
Okay, okay.
Na hindi mo na nga in-acknowledge yung complaint ng partner mo, nag-counter-attack ka pa.
Okay.
Nag-raise ka ng sarili mong complaint.
Ibang issue.
Oo. Totally parallel to what's being raised right now.
Okay.
And then, stonewalling. Stonewalling, as in kapag kakausapin ka ng partner mo, may gustong i-resolve, para kang pader. Nag-shutdown ka lang. Hindi mo kakausapin, like, talk to the hand.
Ooh, silent treatment.
Silent treatment. It's so damaging kasi ang gusto niyang iparating dun sa partner mo is that you don't exist. You don't deserve my response.
You don't deserve my attention and time.
Yes, grabe yun. Alam ko na may mga taong... physical reaction yon when they get overwhelmed. Nag-shutdown lang talaga yung katawan nila.
Yeah.
Pero ganun pa rin yung effect dun sa relationship. Detrimental pa rin siya. So, kung ano yung mga antidote doon, sige, gawa tayo ng panibagong episode for that.
Mm-hmm.
Pero this is how not to argue.
Carry.
Iwasan po. Criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling.
Okay.
So, yon. Sobrang important to, super skill to, kasi inevitable for couples to push each other's button. Mm. Lalo na kung nag-uumpisa pa lang kayo. Sabi nga nila, pinaka-challenging yung first year of the relationship kasi kinakapanyo pa yung buttons ng isa't isa. You're gonna push each other's buttons, each other's triggers.
Okay.
So inevitable yon na madi-disappoint ka sa partner mo, magkakaroon ng misunderstandings, like, nadi-disappoint nga natin sarili natin eh.
Mm-mm.
Partners pa ba natin ang hindi makaka-disappoint sa atin?
Mm.
So meron tayong mga assumptions na hindi pa nila alam. So madi-disappoint tayo inevitably. Kaya importante na we know how to resolve conflicts because there will be conflicts. At hindi masama na may conflict. It's not the absence of negative emotions,
okay,
that makes or breaks a relationship. It's the ratio ng positive emotions to negative emotions.
Okay.
Ideally daw, at least, ang ratio ay 5:1. So for every 1 negative interaction, at least 5 positive interactions. Pag ganun yung ratio ng relationship nyo, it's healthy enough.
Okay.
Pero kapag lumapit na masyado, na 3:3, 1:1,
Deleks.
2:3, Deleks na yon.
Okay.
Yon. At napatunayan ko yan firsthand. Kasi halimbawa, yung 4-year relationship ko, siguro mga 4 lang din yung conflicts namin. 4 times lang.
Ooh.
In 4 years.
Okay.
Eh, yung karelasyon ko ngayon, in 4 months, naka-4 na tampuhan na kami, na na-resolve.
Okay.
Kaya pala ganun, it was not because perfect yung relationship namin nung 4 years. conflict averse pala kasi siya.
Okay.
Conflict avoidant. Ay, may tinatamaan!
My guess.
Yun. So, dahil conflict averse siya, conflict phobic siya, hindi nare-resolve yung mga issue. To the point na, yung conflicts namin, nung first few months ng relasyon namin, yun yung causes of breakup.
Ay, gosh.
That's after 4 years.
After 4 years, dun lang nag-ano.
Kasi hindi naman nare-resolve eh. Yeah. Ina-avoid lang yung conflict.
Mm-mm.
So, kung gaano kadalas yung conflict, that alone, per se, in itself, that's not the determinant ng health at ng length ng relationship.
Mm-mm.
Kailangan makita yung context ng ratio, 5:1, at kailangan makita, more importantly, nare-repair ba to?
Okay.
Nare-repair ba yung conflict?
Okay.
Yun siya. Also, I would like to acknowledge that conflicts are a valuable opportunity to get to know your partner more deeply. Kasi dun mo malalaman, bakit siya na-take off dun? Anong hugot? Anong storya? Ano yung wound na natapik ko? Ano yung value na na-violate ko? So conflicts, at least as I see it, opportunity to get to know each other better, deeper. Yun.
Love it. Ano nga ulit yung lesson na...
So, ang lesson for me ay that leads to a successful relationship is learn the skill of repairing.
Okay.
Repairs.
Fixing repairs.
Yes.
Got it.
Fight right. Argue well. Argue respectfully. Argue lovingly.
Okay. Love it.
Yeah. Magbasa muna tayo ng...
Yes.
More crowdsourced answers.
Ito, sagot ng ilan nating fellow adults, isa sa mga natutunan nila is, ito, from Ian Carlo Olegario, sabi niya, you will not always be in love with your partner every single day.
Yeah. Okay.
Parang minsan you choose it. For me, you have to choose to love, to be in love with that person.
Yes.
And then, si Legaspi J, masabi naman niya, kilig isn't forever. A point will come when it becomes an everyday choice to love someone. So yeah. You choose na. Tayo rin naman, hindi naman tayo lovable everyday.
Ay, ako lovable everyday.
Ah, sige. Tanungin natin. Mag-interview tayo.
Sige.
Yan. Eto naman, sabi ni Ali Infinity. Hindi everyday mahal mo yung partner mo or vice versa. Ikaw din kamahal-mahal. But it is when you choose to be committed to someone that makes the relationship. Commitment to the relationship, commitment to your partner is a very big factor para mag-work out and magtagal ang relationship. You will always choose each other, fight for each other no matter what.
Oh, grabe yung no matter
big
what.
Words. Big words.
Okay. Can I react on that chunk?
Hey.
Agree ako na kung hayaan lang natin yung natural course ng emosyon natin, huhupa at huhupa talaga yon, yung kilig, even yung love, it can fade away. Sa natural course ng emosyon na, kasi emotions are fleeting. So, we will have to deliberately refill our love for our partners. Parang yes, they make us love them. But it's also our responsibility. Big word, but yes, I said it. Responsibility rin natin na i-rekindle yung flame na yon. Again, sabi ni na John Gottman, Gottman Institute, medyo recent tong post na to. Sabi, successful couples purposefully strive to see each other through rose-colored glasses.
Okay.
Hindi naman sa magbubulag-bulagan tayo ah. Pero kailangan talaga may bias tayo in favor of our partner. Pero tulad ng disclaimer ko kanina, sabi rin sa post, this post is not intended to address situations of abuse. If you or someone you know is in an abusive relationship, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Tapos binigay nila yung number. So, disclaimer lang ha. Hindi to applicable sa abusive relationships. Itong purposefully striving to see each other through rose-colored glasses, parang similar dito yung tinatawag ng therapist friends ko na UPR, unconditional positive regard.
Okay, okay.
Na ang tingin mo dun sa taong yon, sa partner na yon, ang default na tingin mo sa kanya ay positive yung regard mo.
Okay.
It's important sa relationship. How to do it? We have to notice, to be mindful, and to remember yung things na lovable sa partners natin.
Okay.
Admirable, adorable about them.
Mm-hmm.
And kung kaya natin, express it. Acknowledge nyo talaga. Also, this one I got from the book Wired for Love ni Stan Tatkin.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi niya, we have to choose narratives or stories that are good for the relationship, not just good for your ego.
Mm.
So, if the narrative you have is good for your relationship and your ego, edi masaya. Halimbawa, you believe na kaya ka't pinili ng partner mo because they see that you are awesome and wonderful and lovable. Mm. Edi good yon na ang ganda mo na, haba na ng hair mo.
Mm.
Makaka-add pa sa security ng relationship.
Mm.
But in times when the interest of the relationship is in conflict with the interest of your ego,
mm-hmm.
you have to choose the interest of the relationship. We have to hold on to stories that are pro-relationship instead of pro-ego lang.
Mm-hmm.
Halimbawa, yung partner mo makakalimutin talaga sa monthsary.
Mm-mm.
Pwede mong i-interpret yon story in your mind, pa pwede mong interpret yon na hindi kanya pinapahalagahan,
mm-hmm.
na wala kang kwenta for them. Or, you can instead acknowledge na actually, every time kailangan ko siya, in all important circumstances, important occasions, lagi naman siyang nandyan. Makakalimutin lang talaga siya sa dates.
Mm-hmm.
They're not good with numbers. So, pili ka ng storya mong panghahawakan if unverifiable, kung walang proof,
mm.
mamimili ka lang ng dalawang storya, choose the story that's pro-relationship. Also, another way to keep our UPR, unconditional positive regard for our partners, tuhog to dun sa kanina kong shinare, resolve conflicts well.
Mm.
And ASAP.
Mm-mm.
Pwede naman kinabukasan, but still, ASAP. I learned this sa School of Life video na How to Make Love Last Forever. Ang sinasabi doon, ang pagmamahal daw, love, it doesn't die. It is killed.
Mm.
What kills love for our partner is fury. F-U-R-Y.
Mm.
Fury. Galit. Kasi every time may offense na magawa yung partner natin, tapos hindi nila or hindi nyo na-resolve together, mag-iiwan at mag-iiwan niya ng remnants of resentment.
Mm.
Diba? So kahit na mag-make up sex kayo, kung hindi niyo na-resolve ng maayos, may maiiwan at maiiwang tampo.
Mm.
Tapos pag nag-pile up yung resentment na yan, yung tampo na yan, one day you will wake up na naiirita ka na sa pagmumukha ng partner mo.
Mm.
Hindi mo na ma-pinpoint kung ano yung dahilan.
Kasi patong-patong na.
Patong-patong na. Mm. So negative na yung regard mo dun sa partner mo.
Mm-mm.
Yan. So, when that happens, wala ka nang ma-pinpoint na rason, you'll just give in to the narrative na wala, nag-fade away na yung love eh.
Mm.
So, I don't think it happens na nag-fade away yung love. It doesn't just fade away. I think it's more of you as a couple failed to resuscitate it in critical moments. Yan. Connect ko lang din ha. Sabi sa Psychology Today, sa isang article nila, ang title ay The Feeling That Most Strongly Predicts Divorce.
Mm.
Feeling ay ambivalence.
Okay.
Ambivalence. Sabi, spouses who eventually divorced were more ambivalent towards each other and had greater marital conflict. Ambivalence means the simultaneous presence of positive and negative feelings toward a person or relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung can't live with them, can't live without them.
Yeah.
You hate them but you love them.
Uh-uh.
Yun. Predictor yun ng divorce or ng paghihiwalay.
Mm.
Kasi nga, hindi na positive yung regard mo sa partner mo.
Mm-mm.
So, etong mga to, sinishare ko siya to prove or to point out na it's a practice. Love is a practice. Kung hahayaan lang natin yung emosyon natin, autopilot yan, may sarili silang buhay.
Mm.
We have to direct it and redirect it. May sinabi si Nietzsche about marriage a few centuries ago.
Mm.
Sabi niya, a marriage based only on romantic love is on shaky ground because it is fleeting.
Mm.
I think nasabi niya yan kasi nung panahong buhay pa siya, wala pang data on marriages. Wala pang John Gottman, Judy Gottman, Esther Perel, Helen Fisher, Jillian Turecki, Therapy Jeff, wala pang mga ganon. Pero ngayon, meron na tayong knowledge, meron na tayong tools, merong way, there's a way to make love last a lifetime. It's a craft. It's a discipline. So, tama yung crowdsourced answers na hindi everyday lovable yung tingin mo sa partner mo, pero responsibilidad natin na ibalik yon, yung positive regard na yon. It's part of it. Inaalagaan siya. Inaalagaan ng UPR for each other. Yun.
Agree.
Carrie, meron pa bang mga crowdsourced?
Yes. Rami pa. Sabi ni Gladys Araza, mahirap kapag avoidant ang attachment style ng partner mo. Nakaka-drain every time may conflict.
Mm-hmm. Na, interestingly, ito sabi naman ni Aurora, space is not a bad thing.
Mm-mm. Magkaiba po. Yes.
Kaya nga, kung magkaiba yung attachment style nyo, all the more you have to communicate your needs.
Para mas maintindihan nyo isa't isa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sabi naman ni Vostatsel, until you're married, you're not married. Never do a wife duty at girlfriend price.
Oh my God!
Yan. In essence, kung ano yung expectations, I mean, don't exceed expectations. Kung situationship lang kayo, don't expect her to act like your girlfriend. Yung mga expectations mo.
Totoo yan. Like, one of my closest friends told me more than a decade ago na kung as a girlfriend, binibigay mo na lahat ng perks ng pagiging asawa, ba't ka pa niya papakasalan? And I know of someone, ha, na meron na silang dalawang anak.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, hinihintay pa rin niya yung proposal nung lalaki. Tapos, may time na umiiyak na siya na ano pa bang kulang? Bakit hindi pa niya ako pakasalan? Ano pang kulang? Hindi ko to sinabi, pero sa loob-loob ko, that's exactly the point. Walang kulang. Binigay mo na lahat eh.
Mm.
And when I say bigay lahat, I'm not necessarily pertaining to sex, ha?
Uh-uh.
All the perks.
All the perks. Emotional support, intellectual support, financial eme.
For people na hindi para sa kanila yung mag-hold back. Like halimbawa ako, sabi nga ng isa nating friend sa akin na may inisip kasi ako na, sige, magtitimpi muna ako. Hindi muna ako mag-all out. And she was like, okay, good luck. Pero buhos ka eh.
Uh-uh.
That's what you are. That's who you are. Buhos ka. So good luck on that pagkakalso.
Mm.
So, ang ginagawa ko sa dating, sige, buhos ako. Give all. With or without commitment. Pero, naka-trial period yon. After some time, hindi pa rin siya mag-commit. Mag-step back ako.
Okay.
Sabihin ko na, I want to see other people na ulit.
Mm-hmm.
Who might be more ready to commit to a relationship.
Mm-mm.
Ayun. Mga options lang naman.
Alright.
Carrie.
Sabi naman ni Crystal, your partner is healing too.
True.
So wala tayo may pinagdadaanan.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ni Kimi Dignadise, if your values do not align, it will be tough for love to last.
Yes.
Values in career, finances, family, goals, life, etc.
I think yun ang pinaka-importante na compatibility.
Mm-mm.
More than personality, more than looks.
Mm-mm.
Values talaga.
Mm-mm.
Sabi naman ni Avery, I've learned that love is really a verb.
Yeah.
It's not an adjective that you can just describe, but through actions. And when you can't decide in certain situations, I'm always reminded of what my partner says nung nasa getting to know stage pa lang kami. What does love require you to do? Then doon ako. And magically, that will clear the way to lead you to your decisions in love or even in life.
Gusto ko yon, yung guideline na yon, na the way I phrase it in my mind, what's the most loving thing to do in this situation?
Mm-mm. Then that's what I will do. Doon
yes,
ako.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Pwedeng loving to your partner, pwedeng loving to yourself.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. Besto!
Ato, sabi ni Jules, ang natutunan daw niya, hala, wala po. Di ako makarelate kasi wala akong love life. Pa-shoutout na lang.
Hoy! Bigyan nyo nga ng jowa tong si Jules. Hanapin nyo. GLVZCNSJULS.
Yan yung kanyang handle on Instagram.
Go this since Jules. Bigyan nyo ng jowa para magka-learning naman. Okay.
Ayan, ito pa. Sorry, last na. Kay 143 Axel, sabi niya, natutunan daw niya that love involves compromising. A lot of compromising. It's a choice.
Yes.
Ayan.
Carry. Yun. Ha, daming learnings ng adulting tribe natin.
Mm-hmm.
Fellow adults, if you have thoughts and insights about our topic, please, please, please feel free to share this episode on your social media. Lagay nyo sa caption nyo yung mga hugot nyo, tapos pakitag kami so we can read and reshare your post. Across social media, ang handle namin is It's an Adult Thing. Hintayin namin yung mga posts nyo.
And as usual, may pa-bonus learnings tayo for those who finish our episodes up to the last second.
Mm-hmm.
This is our Reco Round. Dito namin sinishare mga tried and tested adulting hacks natin na pwedeng makatulong sa fellow adults natin.
Okay.
Sige, here's an adulting recommendation, an adulting Reco from Official Justin 8.
Yan.
Hi, Ma'am Shay, Carly, and Nika. Love your show. So, ang reco ko is to anyone who has a problems with ant sa computer desk nila, mga langgam, kahit nilinis mo na, is to put a cinnamon stick. It's a natural repellent to when the ants smell that cinnamon stick, it kind of suffocates them and machushugi sila. So, it's proven and effective. Try nyo lang. Walang mawala. Thanks! Bye!
Thank you, Moms Justin!
Mm-hmm.
Fellow adults, if may reco din kayo na hopefully hindi pa nare-reco sa past episodes natin, please share it to our adulting tribe. So, send us a voice note. Shorter than 1 minute, please. Sana hindi maingay sa background para malinis naming maririnig at ma-absorb ang recommendation nyo.
Yes, thank you so much. Till our next episode, fellow adults, kung kailan lalabas, malalaman nyo. If you follow our show on Spotify or any podcast platform that you're using, click nyo yung subscribe
or button, bell icon.
Or yung bell icon.
Yep.
Click nyo na para updated kayo sa latest episodes natin.
Mm-hmm.
For now, magbabay muna kami ni Carla. This has been Nika
and Carla, learning through loving and loving better as we learn. Because it's an adult thing!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.